KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, we have cloudy skies. It's 57 degrees. We look for skies to be partly cloudy. It'll be windy and cooler today with a high of 68. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by ASI, Audiology and Hearing Instruments in Atlantic. Topping the news this hour, Shelby County Emergency Management Agency Operations Manager Jason Wickheiser reports that at around 6:30 p.m. Thursday, Shelby County 911 received a call in reference to a motorcyclist who had been blown off the road while en route from Harlan to Sioux City. The motorcyclist indicated he was in a ditch and injured with his motorcycle on top of him. The man did not know where he was, and he said also that his phone was going dead. Based on his probable route and rate of travel, incident command was established in Dunlap, with Shelby County assuming incident command. 9 search teams from Harrison, Shelby, Monona, and Crawford counties were deployed. An additional 6 fire departments were staged and ready to deploy. At around 9:41 p.m., a farmer located the motorcyclist who refused medical treatment. The search was subsequently called off. The man's name was not released. Officials of the Atlantic Police Department on Thursday said an Atlantic woman was injured during a motorcycle accident Wednesday evening at 7th and Laurel Streets. The accident happened around 7:18 p.m. when a Can-Am Spyder three-wheel motorcycle slowed to turn from westbound 7th Street onto Laurel. A car driven by Christopher Herbert of Atlantic was behind a Spyder and slowing down when his vehicle was rear-ended by a Honda motorcycle operated by Megan Meggers of Atlantic. Meggers suffered apparent non-life-threatening injuries and was transported by ambulance to the Cass County Hospital for treatment. No other injuries were reported. Police cited Meggers for failure to maintain a reasonable and proper speed. Damage to the motorcycle was estimated at $3,000, while Herbert's car sustained about $1,500 damage. The Cass County Sheriff's Office yesterday said 45-year-old Chantel Sue DeWall of Villisca was arrested Tuesday on an Atlantic Police Department warrant for child endangerment and OWI first offense. DeWall was released the following day on $3,000 bond. 2 people were arrested on drug charges Monday following a traffic stop in Cass County. 33-year-old Michael Lane Charles, who was listed as homeless, was arrested on charges of possession of marijuana third offense and OWI first offense. 27-year-old Kai Anthony Merritt of Apple Valley, California, was arrested on a charge of possession of marijuana first offense. Both men were taken to the Cass County Jail and released the following day on $1,000 and $2,000 bond, respectively. This past Saturday, Cass County deputies arrested 31-year-old Jessica Leanne Blumberg of Atlantic for OWI first offense. Blumberg was taken to the Cass County Jail and released the following day on her own recognizance. And on Sunday, 35-year-old Crystal K. Namani of Atlantic was arrested on a felony charge of assault with intent to do injury and assault with intent to commit bodily injury. Police in Creston report 22-year-old Taryn Austin of Creston was arrested on drug charges at around 12:40 this morning. Austin was taken into custody for possession of drug paraphernalia and possession of a controlled substance. He was released from the Union County Jail on a $1,300 bond. And at around 8:15 a.m. Thursday, 48-year-old Johnny S. Eggins of Osceola was arrested following a traffic stop in Creston. Eggins was taken into custody on a Union County warrant for failure to appear in court on an original OWI second offense charge. He has since been released on a $2,000 bond. The Mills County Sheriff's Office Thursday said that at around 10:10 p.m. on September the 10th, deputies of the Mills County K-9 Unit and Sheriff's Office, along with Glenwood Police, had executed a narcotics search warrant at 702 Mills Avenue in Pacific Junction. During the search, multiple controlled substances and drug paraphernalia were located. 57-year-old Richard James Gardner and 42-year-old Regina Jolene Myers, both of Pacific Junction, were arrested on numerous narcotic charges. Bond for Gardner was set at $50,300, while Myers' bond was set at $8,300. And in an update to our earlier reports, deputies of the Mills County K-9 Unit had conducted a traffic stop on a vehicle on Deacon Road at around 9:25 p.m. Tuesday for a moving violation. Upon investigation and searching the vehicle, methamphetamine, marijuana, and drug paraphernalia was located. The driver, 51-year-old Chad McCurley of Council Bluffs, was arrested on 2 counts of possession of a controlled substance, possession of drug paraphernalia, driving under suspension, and OWI first offense. His passenger, 40-year-old Carrie Ann Quinlan, also of Council Bluffs, was arrested for possession of a controlled substance and possession of drug paraphernalia. Both were transported to the Mills County Jail, where McCurley's bond was set at $4,600 and Quinlan was being held on a $1,300 bond. Out of nearly 400 metropolitan areas nationwide, only one Iowa community ranks in the top 40 for most stolen vehicles per capita. The National Insurance Crime Bureau ranks the Omaha Council Bluffs Metro as the 39th worst place in the country for ripoffs, that's car thefts, with just over 4,000 vehicles stolen there last year. The Bureau's Kristen Sleeth says older cars tops the Hot Wheels list in Iowa and nationwide.
In 2017, a vehicle was stolen once every 40 seconds in the United States. And similar to previous years, the most stolen cars were the Honda Civics and Accords made in the late 1990s, before anti-theft technology came into play.
Last year's top 10 list of the most stolen 2017 model vehicles includes six cars, three pickup trucks, and a van.
The Nissan Altima and Toyota Camry came in first and second. Pickups from GMC, Ford, and Dodge Ram were popular targets, along with the GMC Savannah.
Vehicle theft victims are often their worst and own worst enemies, and as most cases, vehicles were left unlocked, and in many instances, keys were left inside. Anti-theft technology has advanced significantly in recent years, and Sleeth says it clearly slows down potential thieves.
For every one 2017 Nissan Altima stolen, there were six 1998 Honda Civics taken. And the new Hondas, with the anti-theft technology, they don't even make the top 10 list.
There were 381 metro areas ranked in the report. The most cars were stolen per capita in Albuquerque, New Mexico, while the fewest were taken in State College, Pennsylvania. In Iowa, the Quad Cities areas ranked 96th nationally for stolen vehicles, with more than 1,000 taken last year, while the Des Moines metro area placed 120th. Sioux City ranked 164th, Cedar Rapids 166th. Waterloo Cedar Falls places 284th. Iowa City was ranked 301, Ames at 335, and Dubuque at 351. Hot Wheels report estimates that vehicles' theft data submitted by law enforcement to the National Crime Information Center and determines the vehicle make, model, and model year most reported stolen in 2017. Elsewhere in the news, a former Omaha Tribal Council member has been sentenced to 5 years probation and told to pay more than $13,000 in restitution for misusing federal funds. Court records say Forrest Aldrich was sentenced Thursday in U.S. District Court in Omaha. He pleaded guilty in June to misapplication of health care benefit program funds. Other federal charges were dropped in exchange for his plea. The records show he's already repaid more than $4,000. Aldrich was one of nine tribal officials accused of misusing federal funds by awarding themselves nearly $389,000 in bonuses. Officials say the bonuses were paid from Indian Health Service funds that were meant to provide health care to members of the Omaha Tribe of Nebraska, who reside on the Omaha Reservation in Macy in northeastern Nebraska and in western Iowa. Elsewhere in state news, floodwaters have filled basements, homes, and business floors and closed streets and highways in northwest Iowa. The National Weather Service says the Little Sioux River is expected to crest today at just under 7 feet above flood stage in Spencer. More than 7 inches of rain has been reported west of the city from storms Wednesday into Thursday. U.S. Highway 18 was closed for a time east of Spencer. Up to 7 inches of rain was also reported in Hartley, where Mayor Rod Ehrensdorf says that several inches fell earlier this week and then again Wednesday night into Thursday. The city clerk and administrator Patty Anderson said she's worried about what the flooding is going to cost the city. Iowa officials say flooding in northwest Iowa is causing multiple wastewater and manure discharges. The Iowa Department of Natural Resources says 18 communities from Alton to Sioux Center have reported discharges from their wastewater treatment plants due to intense rains. Environmental specialist Lois Benson said 26 livestock operations also reported their manure storage systems were overflowing. Most of the discharging livestock facilities are in Lyon, Sioux, O'Brien, and Clay counties. The department is urging residents to stay out of the floodwaters. Besides the risk posed by fast currents, floodwaters also carry debris and dangerous bacteria. The news was brought to you by ASI, Audiology and Hearing Instruments at 601 Poplar in Atlantic. Call 243-5796. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.